Good evening, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami with a live update on Tropical Storm Karen here at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 p.m. Central. Karen is a tropical storm, maximum winds of 65 miles per hour, centered over the south central Gulf of Mexico. Kind of half a tropical storm right now in the sense that most of the thunderstorm activity, the heavy rainfall, and the stronger winds are on the eastern and northeastern sides of the circulation. We've had a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance plane in the system all afternoon, and we're pretty confident based on those data that the winds are still at 65 miles an hour. Of course, when the maximum sustained winds get to 74 miles an hour, we've got a hurricane, and we're forecasting some gradual strengthening over the next day and a half. And Karen could be at or near hurricane strength sometime on Friday or Friday night. Now, we do anticipate some weakening as it approaches the northern Gulf Coast. A general northward motion the next couple of days, maybe at a slower forward speed as it gets closer to the coast Friday night into Saturday, and then eventually accelerating northeastward inland over the southeastern U.S. ahead of a frontal system. But between now and then, we have preparation time tonight and into tomorrow, maybe for some areas tomorrow night, because by tomorrow night in some locations, the weather will start to go downhill in the northern Gulf Coast. And we have hurricane watch in effect from west of Destin, Florida, around through the Alabama and Mississippi coastal area, down through southeastern Louisiana to Grand Isle. But that hurricane watch does not include the New Orleans metropolitan area or Lake Pontchartrain. They're under a tropical storm watch. About an hour ago, we did issue a tropical storm warning for the immediate coastal areas of southeastern Louisiana from the border with Mississippi down to Grand Isle, again, not including New Orleans, and tropical storm watches on either side of that entire area. So a large area at risk for multiple hazards, not just the winds that a hurricane or a tropical storm could bring, which can be very dangerous, but also the water hazards. There's the potential for storm surge flooding of 2 to 4 feet above ground level. When you combine the effects of storm surge and tide, the ocean could flood some normally dry areas by as much as 2 to 4 feet above ground level in portions of the coastal area from the mouth of the Mississippi River over to Mobile Bay. And then also, even outside of the cone, outside of the current tropical storm and hurricane watch areas, we could see some coastal flooding due to storm surge in the Apalachee Bay, the Big Bend area of Florida, of 2 to 4 feet. So even a tropical storm is able to produce storm surge. Just think of Debbie in June of last year that produced storm surge in western Florida. The other water hazard, of course, is the heavy rainfall. We could see, not just in coastal areas, but inland, rainfall totals of 4 to 8 inches in many places, and isolated spots could get up to a foot of rain. And history teaches that heavy rainfall and flooding can be a very dangerous hazard. People have lost their lives in past tropical storms due to heavy rainfall that leads to flooding. So please prepare as instructed by your local emergency management officials. Don't tune out even if this just remains a tropical storm. There is no such thing as just a tropical storm. We will keep you updated over the next couple of days here from the Hurricane Center as Karen approaches. Preparation time today and tomorrow. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.